At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Ideal Made Real by Christian D. Larson, published in 1909. When things are not to your liking, like them as they are. In other words, while you are working for greater things, make friends with the lesser things, and they will help you to reach your goal. The person who is dissatisfied with things as they are, discontented because things are not to their liking, is standing in their own way. We cannot get away from present conditions so long as we antagonize those conditions, because we are held in bondage to that which we resist. If you want present conditions to become stepping stones to better things, you must get on the better side of present conditions. And you do that by liking things as they are, while they remain with you. We must be in harmony with the present if we wish to advance, because in order to advance, we must use the present. But we cannot use that with which we are not in harmony. This is a fact that deserves the most thorough attention and will, when understood, explain fully why the average person seems powerless to rise above their surroundings. You must be on friendly terms with everything that exists in our present world if we wish to gain possession of all the building material that our present world can give. That which we dislike becomes detrimental to us, no matter how good it may be. Nevertheless, it will always be with us, because it is impossible to eliminate permanently that which we antagonize. When we run away from it in one place, we meet it elsewhere in some other form. But that which we love will constantly serve us and help us on to greater things. And when it can serve us no longer, it will disappear. To like those things that are not to our liking may seem difficult, but the question is why they are not to our liking. When we know that everything in our present world is a stepping stone to something still better, it will be natural for us to like everything. Those things may not come up to our ideals, but that is not their real purpose. It is not the mission of present things to serve as ideals. Their mission is to help us to reach our ideals. They absolutely can do this if we will take them into friendly cooperation. To cause all things that are about us now to work together with us, we must be in perfect harmony with them. We must like them as they are. And that becomes comparatively easy when we know that it is necessary for them to be what they are so that they may serve as our stepping stones. If they were different, there would be no stepping stones, and we would have to remain where we are. When we realize that everything that exists in our present world has the power to promote our advancement, we properly use that power, and when we realize that it is necessary to be in harmony with all things, to use the power that is within those things, we shall no longer dislike anything. We shall even make friends with adversity, because the power that is in adversity can be tamed by kindness and love. When the power is tamed, it becomes our own. These are great facts easily demonstrated by anyone, and whoever will apply these principles will find that by liking everything, they will secure the cooperation of everything, and anyone can move forward rapidly when all things are working with them. Consequently, by liking what you find, you will find what you like. When you do not get what you want, take what you can get and call it good. It is better to have something than nothing. Besides, we must use what we can get before we can become so strong and so able that we can get whatever we may want. When you fail to realize your ideals, there is a reason. Usually the cause is this. You simply long for the ideal, but do not work yourself up to the ideal. And to work yourself up to the ideal, you need everything that you can get and use now. By taking what you can get, you secure something to work with in promoting your present progress. And by looking upon this something as good, you will turn it to good account. It is a well-known fact that we get the best out of everything when we meet everything in the conviction that it is good for something, because this attitude invariably brings the mind into conscious touch with the real value of that which is met. What we constantly look for, we are sure to find. Therefore, by calling everything good that we get, and by constantly looking for the real worth of that which we get, the good in everything that we get will be found. The result will be that everything we receive or come in contact with will be good for something, and will have something of value to give us. Gradually, the good will so accumulate that we shall have all that we want. Life will be filled with that which has quality and worth, which means that the development towards greater worth will constantly take place. And development towards greater worth means rising into the realization of our ideals. By accepting and using the good that we can now secure, we add so much to the worth of our own life. We become worthy of the greater good we may desire. This process may not satisfy those who expect to reach the top at once, or expect to receive the better without making themselves better, but it will satisfy those who would rather move forward gradually and surely than stand empty-handed, waiting for ages, hoping that some miraculous secret may be found through which everything can be accomplished at once. The idea is not that we should meekly submit to things as they are and be satisfied with what little fate may seem willing to give us. That is the other extreme, and is just as detrimental to human welfare. Take everything that legitimately comes your way. Do not refuse it because it seems too small. Take it and call it good, because it is good for something. Then make the best possible use of it, with a view of getting greater good through that use. Expect everything to multiply in your hands. Have that faith. Accept little things, as well as large things in that conviction. And every good that you do accept will be instrumental in bringing greater good to you. To live in this attitude of turning everything to good account will have a positive effect upon your mind and character, because this mental attitude will tend to turn everything within yourself to good account. The result will be the constant development of a finer character and a more capable mind. By combining all the results from this mode of living, and by noting the greater results that will invariably come from these combined results, your total gain will be great. For the one who turns to good account everything that comes into their life will receive everything required to live an ideal life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.